Several measures, Senator, introduced and discussed, either if not on the floor, then at least in committee. Some of those having to do with bonding and with some different projects around the state.
Yes, there's several things that are going on right now, and there's a lot of concern back in the district that I represent, and I think all in rural Missouri, that the new proposed stadium in St. Louis to keep the Rams there would be paid for by taxpayer dollars. And the governor's office seems to think that they don't need legislative approval, that they can just approve financing for it or the refinancing of the bonds that are there on the Edward Jones Stadium right now. And it's our opinion that he does not have that approval, but we're passing legislation that says thou shall not without legislative approval. And so I think that's a big step. And there's a number of bills out there. There's one that's going to my committee next week, but there's several people that have introduced bills for that. And then also with the bonding money, last year we approved $600 million in bonding to help places like MSU West Plains and other state institutions. And a lot of it, like the MSU West Plains proposal, had $3.5 million of local money. So they were asking the state for another $1.5 million to complete a project. I like that with local participation. So that's what they're doing. But regardless, with this bonding bill, the governor seemed to think that we approved it, but he could spend it any way he wanted to. That was our interpretation, or a number of interpretations. We did not feel that was correct, so we passed a resolution saying thou shalt only spend it on stuff approved by, and that had a certain list to maintain control of it. And there's still $100 million out there that hasn't been spent yet that we will watch and make sure that it goes to some place that we all agree that the need's really there. It was interesting. Senator Schaefer had a bill this week. Apparently none of us liked it, but majority of the curators at University of Missouri and Columbia are lawyers, which lawyers are great, but I don't know that we need them running the entire university. But there were some thoughts, and there's a bill out there this year that says that if the governor appointed these administrators or curators, that they could not then hire him to be the president of the university, that he could serve in that capacity, but only after those people are gone that he appointed. And that's to take some of that leverage out of there that, hey, I got you appointed, but I want to become your president of your university. And not that he would do that, but this is just a measure to make sure that it does not happen with him or any other governors of the state of Missouri.
That's a big piece of it. It's not just for this.
No, it's not against Governor Nixon. It's just we're not going to play the little political game. We're going to be up front with all of it. People want that. They want it open. They want to see what's going on, and they want to be able to trust government. And sometimes we make that very difficult up here.
Sad day in Jefferson City today, too.
Very sad. We lost the state auditor, Tom Schweit, this morning. That sadness has shocked us all. And politics is a rough game. And he had announced that he's going to run for governor. And boy, when you open yourself up like that, it just really puts a lot of pressure on a person. And apparently this, you know, just takes a little bit, just one little straw to make the mind snap. And no doubt he wasn't in his right mind doing so. And it's truly a loss. And my heart and everyone up here goes out to his family. He was from St. Louis. Great guy. Incredibly smart. Just really brilliant. Would have been a good governor, and I think he was a great auditor. So our hearts sadden. It was kind of nice. We had a prayer vigil later in the afternoon today as everyone was starting to head home, and once they heard about it, the chamber was packed. And so we all came together. A Catholic priest said some prayers and scripture over it and everything. It doesn't really matter. It is a village, and you fight and scrap against each other, but you do come together on stuff when it needs to be. And so it is kind of a village of people that we're basically all our friends, and regardless of what you read in the newspaper, here or the radio, we all do get along. And I respect other people's opinions. I don't know that they're always right or I'm always right, but it doesn't hurt to respect that, realize where they come from. If you're from St. Louis, you have a different idea than you do when you come from my district. So I've learned to respect that over the years, and that's nice when we all can come together and see people truly mourning over the loss of Tom Schweit.